Father of mine.
Hear me dead, brought to you by JM Synthetics. You know I just closed my
eyes. My whole world
disappeared. Dad.
Father. Morning.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Okay, that's fantastic. I can hear it like my voice. I think your phone might be a little too loud.
It is? Hold on a minute. Let me have Joanne set that up for me.
Okay. Actually, it's okay now. It seems to have gone away.
Oh. What's wrong with this thing?
Oh, that's it. Yeah, she said you were in the bathroom?
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go. That's probably, it's very echoey in the bathroom, you know?
Oh, my God. Hey, hold on a minute, honey. I got to take a couple of pills.
Oh, okay.
Hold a second.
Yeah, that's absolutely fine. That's all absolutely right. Fine. By the way, it's Mike Ball's birthday today. Thank you, Kenny. Happy birthday to Mike Ball.
Are you talking to me?
No, I was talking to the audience, you know.
Oh, okay. just a few minutes longer, huh?
No, it's okay, Dad. It's totally fine. Yeah, you got to get that medicine, and you want to make sure you don't forget your medicine.
Yeah.
Is it are they little blue pills?
No, I got I got different color pills.
Boy, Joanne got that one. She sniffed that out right away.
Oh yeah, she's sharp, all right.
Uh huh. What are you doing? Grinding them up or something or?
Oh, I got five pills. I got to take them out of bottles and put them away.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Four pills.
Okay.
Okay, honey, hold on a second.
Yeah, hey.
I'll be done in a hurry.
Hey, I get it. You know, you gotta take those pills.
Well, okay. All right, I'm done. Are you there?
Yeah, hey, I'm here.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. It sounds like you're far away now.
Oh, how is this?
Oh, much better. Much better, Dad.
Okay, honey.
Okay. You're ready?
What's going on?
Okay, so, Dad, last week, we, at about this time, we called, and I guess you had lost power or something, right?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Well, completely. We had the entire... Let's see, it went off at night. No? No, it, yeah, it went off, 1 o'clock in the morning, a.m., and then it didn't come back on until tomorrow night, like, you know.
Yes, yes. Okay.
And, I guess Jim Marquis has a lot to do with this thing. So this
Him up. Beloved family member. He works for the power company.
Yes.
Okay, so he put you at the top of the list.
And then all of a sudden, around about 2 hours later, we see the trucks and equipment and all that
going
by us.
That's good. They're treating you like royalty there.
Yeah.
So, Dad... Yeah. Dad, I played some audio. I don't know if you know this, but when you were over at Mike Stong's this past weekend, right?
Yeah.
Well, he video recorded. I don't know if you are aware of this, but he video.
No, I'm not.
Okay. He shot a little video of when he was having a discussion with you about the correct age that you are.
Yeah.
Okay. So you remember the conversation?
Yeah.
So. He said that if you subtract 1934 from 2021, it gives you 87.
Yeah.
Okay, so he did that. And then you said, well, wait a minute. Maybe I wasn't born in 1934. Now, that can't possibly be, right? You were born in 1934, right?
Hey, that's all I've always believed that.
Well, yeah.
And your birth is March 17, 1934.
That's exactly right. So that's that is true. In fact, because You're a handful of years older than your sister, who was born on the same date as you.
Same day, 7 years later.
Right. So she was born in 1941. So, and she can confirm this. So, yeah, you're 87.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I just want to make sure, because it seemed like you were second guessing your year of birth.
And also, you put up some doubts in my mind.
No, I didn't. I confirmed it. I confirmed that you're 87.
Okay.
Yeah. But before that, you indicated that you were 86, and I had to tell you that you were, in fact, 87.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's what it is. You're that's 100% accurate.
Okay, so do I get a lollipop?
No. Well, so coming up in March, Dad, you will be 88.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay, that's all good. I just want to make sure, because I didn't want you to be like pondering that and wondering how.
No, I didn't. I forgot all about the conversation. Okay.
All right. All right. Nathan writes this. Dear Meathead, actually, he wrote this to Joanne. And this is what, so she might just have a few words. He wrote, Dear Joanne.
Wait a minute. Does she have to be Sid Nichols for a moment when she's left the room?
Oh, we can come back to that one. How does that sound?
Okay.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. Here she is. You got to be here, Joanne. Somebody's writing to you.
Okay. Nathan writes, Dear Joanne, you must be an amazing lady to have landed such a superstar of a husband in...
Hello.
And then he says, how do you cope with having a son-in-law like Eric? Which kind of sounds like an insult. He says, how do you cope with having a son-in-law like Eric?
All right. I'll let her respond to that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm pretty proud of having you.
Yeah. Okay. Of course. You see.
I'm proud of what you've accomplished in your life, so.
Well, thank you.
I handle that very easily.
Yes, that is. I think what we have there, Joanne, is a lot of times these audience members like to try to beat me up, because, and so they at every opportunity or any possibility of that happening, they will take that chance. You know,
they gotta go through me.
Yeah. So there you go, Nathan. I hope you're proud of yourself. Mark in New Orleans writes, Meathead, what is your favorite donut? Is it original, glaze, or one filled with raw ground beef?
Who are you addressing this to, Joanne or me?
No, this one's, well, Joe, it's definitely you, because you eat raw ground beef.
Absolutely.
So, that's what he wants to know. Your favorite donut, original, glaze, or filled with raw ground beef?
Raw ground beef is just an occasional type of thing.
Oh. Okay.
I mean, I really can't eat that 7 days a week.
No, okay. Oh, you can't?
No, I won't. You know, it just wears itself out.
Okay.
But donut is something that I can probably eat on a daily basis with no problem. But mainly, my personality is as such, as far as food is concerned, whatever you put in front of me, I will eat.
Fortunately, I'm a great cook.
And very fortunately, my wife is a very good cook.
All right, I want to make sure I got this down. My personality is such, as far as food is concerned, whatever you put in front of me, I will eat.
As far as food is concerned.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I don't eat all the trash in the world, you know.
Well, yeah, I would assume that would be most people. All that they would actually eat is food. It's not like they're going to eat.
Well, I don't know.
It's not like they're going to eat babies.
Well, you got it.
Dear Meathead, this is SFD. Dean writes, Dear Meathead, I stepped on a ground nest of yellow jackets yesterday, and I got stung.
Ooh.
Yeah, he says, I got stung pretty bad. Have you ever been attacked by hornets? Please embellish Boring Dean, a.k.a. SFD.
Actually, I have, but not in the sense of being damaged. When I was a young boy, 8 or 9 or 10 or something like that. Now, back in the old country, at noon, everybody goes for a nap.
Yeah.
That's including kids.
Yeah, that's Iranian noon nap.
Not just Iranian, but anybody.
Yeah, the whole country goes to bed.
We all went for a nap.
Yeah, everybody takes a nap at noon.
My brother was 3 years older than I was. We were kind of troublemakers. And we wait till our parents fall asleep, if they were there. And we sneak out of the house and go to the hornet's nest that's on the side of the wall of that house. And we plug that hole in.
Okay.
So they cannot go in.
Uh-huh.
Next thing you know, you have hundreds of hornets buzzing around that little hole.
Oh. Now, yeah, they all came back to the nest.
That's right. My brother got bit by him. Stung by him.
Yeah.
And boy, he screamed bloody murder.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I imagine those things are...
I ran right in the house and pretended I was sleeping.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what you do, because your dad would have kicked your butt.
And my dad was at home.
Or your mother.
My mom was home.
Your mom would have kicked your butt. I mean, seriously, this is... what a thing to do. The fact that that nobody bothered to get rid of the hornet's nest...
Well, we didn't know what to do with it, but we knew there were bees in there. We didn't know what bees were all about.
Right.
We were just little kids, you
right.
know.
So, Dad, I wrote this down to make sure I got it right. You and Uncle Garo would go visit the hornet's nest for fun.
Yeah, we plug it in.
Okay.
So they can't get in or out. But unfortunately, they were out. They built up a whole conglomerate of bees.
They built up a whole... It sounds like a corporation.
Yes. But we didn't know that they were going to come after our butts.
Okay. All right.
They did.
Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh, my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device. All right. Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app that it's going to work okay and that app, and oh my God, this is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door, they punch it in, the door unlocks, in they go. And, of course, it's a video camera, so it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap, okay? You can go to eufyofficial.com/videolock for more information. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver. No drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. Get to eufyofficial.com/videolock. eufyofficial.com/videolock.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com. Promo code STAPLE20.
Let's see. How about this one, Dad? Nathan again. Dear Meathead, my wife has always told me I'd better take care of my health. If I get sick, she won't take care of me. This morning, she told me she needs surgery on her wrists and she might need help with her bathroom duties. Should I make my kids do it or just bite my tongue and wipe her butt?
Whoa. I don't know. That's a tough question as far as that goes.
Really?
Yeah.
You mean,
I don't know what I would do.
What do you mean? If your lovely wife had needed help, you wouldn't help her out?
Well, I would help her on, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
But I don't know how voluntarily I would want to wipe somebody's butt.
Did you almost say butt somebody's wipe?
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. Well, hey.
Like free beer.
English language is flying out.
Yeah, I know it. He can't do it either. Okay. All right, Dad. And then there's this one. Dear Reuben, your son, Eric, is obsessed with his old show on the radio. He listens constantly, even though they haven't worked together in a long time. He constantly rants about them and becomes angry. Is this healthy?
No, it's not healthy. I don't know why it requires to become angry.
Yeah, I don't. I can't explain it either. It's almost like I just can't get over it.
Now they're talking about you, right?
Yes. Yes. He is talking about me.
I mean, I have never been around you while you're broadcasting.
Right. Right.
But your conversation with me is pretty much a question and answer session, and you deal with it very intelligently.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it is. I think he's just kind of trying to make me look bad, that old John there.
John, cut it up.
That's kind of what it's all about. Dad, I'm going to see you in a matter of 10 days. Do you realize that?
Yes.
We have a terrific party for a dear friend of ours who is retiring from his job. And I'm kind of amazed that the guy who will be roasting at his retirement party was able to keep that job for that long. I think it's a miracle.
Hey, I watched him grow up and get educated.
Yeah.
He is so, so intelligent.
Yeah.
The education part, he did it all by himself. I'll tell you, I am proud of him. And he and I have had tremendous time together. I mean, we... what would it be? The brother-in-law that was repairing his car? Mm-hmm. His brother-in-law was under his car, my son-in-law's.
Yeah, that was, yep.
Mm-hmm. And he was supposed to help him. He had a hammer in his hand. They were pounding the exhaust system, and he pounded him right in the head with a hammer.
I remember that.
Oh, my God. And the poor guy, he didn't even flinch when he got hit.
Who was that? Was it Roskis? No. Who got hit in the head?
Buddy.
Buddy. That was Joanne's brother. Buddy got hit in the head with a hammer.
He was helping the guy with the muffler. He got hit in the head with a hammer.
So wait a minute. Those two were under the car. The guy who is retiring, Tom is his name. And Joanne's brother was like under the car, making sure the job was done right. And Tom brought
was fixing it.
Okay, Tom was removing the, and he hit it with a hammer. And when he brought the hammer back, he hit Buddy right in the head.
Well, he just aimed at that thing, but it didn't hit that thing.
He hit him right in the head with a hammer.
Twice.
How do you do it twice?
I don't know. I guess the one time it didn't jar that thing loose, you had to hit it again. It hit him in the head again. Oh my gosh.
Typically, if you hit somebody in the head with a hammer, they
I can't believe it didn't crack his head. Yeah.
Don't people move when they get hit in the head with a hammer?
Oh, Buddy has been, oh my gosh, poor guy.
Yeah, he's not with us anymore. He went off to heaven.
Man, and he would give his shirt.
Yeah,
to help you out.
That's Joanne's beloved brother. How about that?
Yes.
He died from head trauma.
What did she say?
And so he died of head trauma.
Oh my God.
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
He was a great guy. I'll tell you what. He'll do anything, anytime.
Wasn't that the guy who, when, let's say, if we had a big family reunion, everybody would get together and it's time to eat and everybody would get a plate and then he would always wander off to a secluded place to eat?
Yes.
Why was that? I don't know,
but listen to me. We found a sandwich in our garage. Petrified.
Oh, he left the sandwich there.
Left it there.
Oh, my God.
It was a long time later, you know, after it's been...
Because my mother always insisted he eat. Wasn't always hungry.
Wow.
You hear that?
Yep. She'd feed him. He wasn't always hungry. God rest, Uncle Buddy. Holy crap. Okay. Well, Dad, I just checked to see if there's any other last second questions. It looks like I got them all. Everybody loves you, and that's it. I'm going to leave it right there. How does that sound?
I love everybody that you're talking with or communicating with you, and we'll see you soon, huh?
Oh, yes, absolutely you will, Dad. It'd be 10 days.
Are you driving your tank over here?
Yeah, I'm going to spend the night in the driveway.
Okay.
That's what's going to happen.
How many puppies are you going to be having here?
I don't know yet. I got to figure that out. I'll talk to Diana. But I know that your favorite O'Neill will be there.
No.
No.
Bruce is the little one?
Yeah, Bruce is the little one.
Yeah, O'Neill will be there.
O'Neill is your best friend, Dad.
Yes.
All right.
You got a dog.
I know. There's a lot of dogs. Yes, we do have dogs in the house. A lot of them. Okay. All right, I love you. I love you, Joanne.
I love you, too. I love your audience. They're wonderful people. And I hope they think I'm really smart.
Yep, they always do, Dad. They love you dearly. Okay, thank you.
Bye.
I'll talk to you. See ya. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. And the cats in the cradle and the silver.